Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday, April the 16th, 2026. 4:16:26, 18 minutes past the hour. And this morning, we have a guest on the line with us to kick off the program who will be with us for the first hour this morning. Our guest this morning certainly has a lot of controversy surrounding him and has had a lot of controversy surrounding him since January 6th, 2021, a date that people remember very well. Some people call it an insurrection. Some people don't. I think that's of the opinion of whoever saw it and courts and really opinion at this particular point. One of those opinions being our current president, Donald J. Trump. On that day, probably the most recognizable figure from January 6, 2021, was a gentleman who had horns on his head and his face was painted up. He stuck out very well that day. He is and was known as the QAnon shaman, Jacob Chansley, and he is our guest this morning. Jacob, how are you?
Doing well, Scott. Thank you for having me.
Hey, good to have you on the program. Jacob, I was thinking, do you still like being referred to as the QAnon shaman?
I never liked it to begin with.
Where did that come from?
It came from Alex Jones calling me the Q shaman first, and then the media termed QAnon shaman, and the rest is history.
The way you were dressed that day, I think you were probably the most recognizable figure. I don't think anybody would dispute that. Why were you dressed that way that day?
It's a shamanic regalia. I've been dressing that way for years. It's designed to get people's attention. It breaks up the neuro-linguistic programming and the hypnotization that has taken place in the media, and it offers people an opportunity to converse with somebody that may look strange but actually has a very real message of truth to bring to the world.
Now, Jacob, do you still have and wear those items?
For ceremonial purposes, if and when I need to.
Okay. Jacob, I just want to go back to January 6, 2021 before we get into current events here. How do you see that day now, 5 years later?
Well, I would say that ultimately it was like what I said that day. It was a success in many ways. It showed the system for what it really is. It also showed everybody in the world that the American system, voting doesn't matter anymore, and it never really did ever since Kennedy got killed. You know, we don't really have a voting system in this country.
Do you think that that election was stolen?
I think that every election since before Kennedy, every election since 1913 has been stolen, bro. Every election that we've had since we've had the Fed has been a stolen election. You understand that, right?
Well, I think the reason why people have a hard time with that is because if that election was stolen, how was President Trump elected again 4 years later?
Because our elections are run by Masons. Trump is a Mason, and so is Biden. So I think that should be your first indication. But I also think it's important to note here that 1913, the Federal Reserve Act, Woodrow Wilson passed that into law. That means that the Rothschilds basically have control over our entire government. And if you remember in the Epstein files, I don't know if you read them, Epstein said he was representing the Rothschilds. So we have Epstein connected to the Rothschilds, we have the Rothschilds that are connected to the Federal Reserve Bank, and we have a massive debt that at this point is, what, $38, $39 trillion that they say that we owe them, in spite of the fact that we're pretty much going bankrupt and they've sent all of our money over to Israel and Ukraine or the Middle East.
Why did you go there that day? What was your purpose?
It was a spiritual purpose more than anything. The same reasons I went on December 12th, 2020. Same reasons I went on January 6th to plug the highest possible frequencies of love, peace, and harmony into the ley line grid system. And that's exactly what I did.
And what do you think happened that day? Why did it get out of hand?
Well, because the police shot tear gas and concussion grenades in the crowd, and according to, I think it was Milley over at the Pentagon, they actually hit the crowd with psychotronic weapons or with, like, Havana Syndrome-type frequency weapons that caused agitation. So, you know, if you shoot a bunch of rubber bullets in a peaceful crowd, then you throw a bunch of tear gas, you know, into a peaceful crowd, and then the crowd starts to move away from the tear gas and move forward and, you know, moves out of the way, it moves the barriers out of the way. Well, I mean, it was provoked. I'll put it that way. It was provoked. And we all know that it was provoked. It was a false flag attack. The Fed set it all up.
If you could do it again, would you do it the same way?
I would try to prevent all of that stuff from happening. But if that couldn't be if that couldn't, you know, take place, if I couldn't prevent the whole thing from happening in the first place, then, you know, I'll put it this way. I don't live with regret. It's too heavy a burden to carry with you in the future.
Would you call it an insurrection because of what happened?
Not at all. If you want to see an insurrection, look at Afghanistan after the botched withdrawal. That was an insurrection.
Well, I appreciate going back over this, but I want to get to things going on now. And actually, January 6, 2021 was in the news this week, so I just want to read this story for people who maybe are not aware of it and get your thoughts on it, Jacob. The Trump administration moved Tuesday to clear some of the last remaining convictions related to the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol as some following President Donald Trump's mass pardon last year. The filings submitted to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit by the Office of the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Janine Pirro, ask the court to vacate the convictions of four members of the Proud Boys have not been vacated as of yet. The four were convicted in 2023 of multiple felony charges, and but a man named Pozzola were convicted of seditious conspiracy. While Trump gave full pardons to the overwhelming majority of January 6th defendants, his proclamation granted 14 people commutations, meaning their sentences were reduced to time served but were not dismissed outright. The request would erase these convictions. Officials wrote that vacating the four defendants' convictions would be in the interest of justice. What do you make of overturning these convictions, Jacob?
I'll put it this way. Did you know that Barack Obama actually pardoned the Weather Underground, Bill Ayers, after he bombed the Congress building in the 70s. And then he placed him at the higher levels of the education system within the American infrastructure. Are you aware of that?
I know there was a connection with Bill Ayers. I was not aware that he pardoned him.
Yeah, I believe it was a pardon. But point is this, dude. The justice system is anything but. We have a two-tier justice system. We got some guy, we've got an Israeli defense minister that flies over to Las Vegas and tries to purchase a 15-year-old girl for sex. And then he gets arrested. And then he gets let go and then gets to go back to Israel. Okay? You got that standard for, you know, the Israel First administration, you know, the DOJ over there. And then you've got this whole other, you know, justice system for people like myself or people like the Proud Boys or even people like BLM and Antifa. You know, there's a two-tier justice system here, and that's because we have an Israel-first administration. That's because the Fed is running the country. That means that essentially the Rothschilds, Epstein, are running the country. Which, by the way, in case you haven't figured it out, Trump let Epstein out. Epstein didn't kill himself. Epstein is alive and well, and he's still doing what he was doing before on Epstein Island.
So Jeffrey Epstein is alive and well because President Trump let him out.
Bro, if you think for one second that Donald Trump, who's all over the Epstein files, have you read the Epstein files? Did you know that Donald Trump has bodies buried on his golf course, women's bodies that went to the cops because they were being raped? Yeah, he's got them on his golf course, buried on his golf course. Donald Trump also raped and beat a 13-year-old girl. That's in the Epstein files. Donald Trump also was measuring the vaginal tightness of 13-year-old girls with his finger in front of his underage children. Donald Trump also witnessed the disposal of a 13-year-old girl's prematurely born fetus and the disposal of it in Lake Michigan. Okay, this is just barely scratching the surface on what is in the Epstein files regarding Donald Trump, okay? So, yeah, Donald Trump let Epstein go. That's why the camera footage was magically just disappeared. That's why the guards just magically fell asleep. That's why, you know, Epstein, I think it was like a guard in the New York jail, actually wrote on 4chan that a freaking car came and got Epstein like 10 minutes before he was declared dead. So, yeah, dude. Oh, and by the way, Epstein's girlfriend, yeah, his girlfriend before he died, quote-unquote, he transferred all his assets over to her, including the island, you know, 2 days before he, quote-unquote, died. So, yeah, dude. I mean, and did you know that Epstein and his girlfriend, who was a dentist, were pulling the teeth out of children so that they couldn't bite while they were being raped? Did you know that?
I did not know. Well, Jacob, I think what's interesting for people hearing this morning, you know, we just talked about January 6, 2021, and one of the reasons you were there was in support of President Trump. I think you supported...
No, you're mistaken about that.
Okay.
You see, this is what you got to understand, though. I worked with kids in group homes for 6.5 years here in Arizona. Arizona is number one in the nation for child and human trafficking, from what I understand. So I got a chance to look and see the very real ugly face of what happens to children in the system. And I know that child and trafficking is very real. And the fact that, you know, Donald Trump is involved, and we still don't have any arrests for the Epstein client list, yet you're talking to me about Jereen Pereiro or whatever her name is, doing some sort of some sort of legal matter for these Proud Boys. It's like, give me a break. Why aren't we arresting the Epstein clients? Isn't that one of the things that Trump said he was going to do? Was that he was going to arrest Epstein's clients? He was going to bring justice to this country? Didn't he say he was going to arrest Bill Gates and Fauci? But no, he had Bill Gates to the White House. He had Zuckerberg and Sam Altman to the White House. And it's because he's in the Epstein files, bro. Didn't him and RFK Jr. say they were going to give us the answer to autism and, you know, with the stuff with the vaccines? You know, didn't they say they were going to arrest Anthony Fauci for his crimes against humanity? Where's all that, bro?
I think prior to that, did you not support him in the last election? I believe you did.
What I supported was his willingness to get rid of child and human trafficking. He was the only person in the entirety of the country that was talking about ending child trafficking and ending the sex slave trade. And I'm all for that. He was also the only person that was, you know, willing to talk about draining the quote-unquote swamp and getting rid of the very real deep state that we've been dealing with since Kennedy. But it's all lip service, bro. That's the thing. It's all Masonic theater. It's all there to demoralize us. It's all there. It's like, put it this way, Trump is the Republican Obama, okay? Trump is the Republican Obama.
So we understand what changed your opinion, but prior to these promises being broken, how did you feel about President Trump?
Well, that's the thing. You don't understand how I came to these conclusions. You see, what you got to keep in mind, bro, is that there's a whole other world that most of the world, there's a whole other world behind the scenes that the rest of the public doesn't know. For example, I've been advising the president since before January 6th. I have a message from President Trump on the 8th of January, 2021, from Donald Trump at NSA.gov, okay? He got in touch with me after January 6th. I've been advising the president since before January 6th, but people don't know that. They don't want to believe that. I was advising the president when he was running for president the second time, not just in 2020, but again in 2024. Okay, and he was taking my advice, believe it or not. He was taking my advice wholesale, but they didn't want anybody to know that the crazy guy in horns and face paint was actually giving the president really good genius-level advice, and he was taking it. So they marginalized me, they kicked me to the curb, and they kept me poor. Okay, and then when I refused to back down about them releasing the Epstein files, when I kept telling them to get away from Israel, when I kept seeing that they were taking my advice and using it to help Israel and not help the people of the United States of America, I walked away. And then they started targeting me with psychotronic weapons, like Havana Syndrome type stuff. They started targeting my family. They stole $100,000 worth of cryptocurrency off my computer, and they made sure that I knew that they stole it. Okay, and then to top it all off, man, to top it all off, they took all of my ideas and then they made me show up every fucking day by zapping me with psychotronic weapons. They made me show up to fucking do my shit online, to give them advice. You have no idea, bro. You don't want to know the evil man that you have in the White House right now, because if you did, you'd be scared more than you already are. No, I don't support Trump. No, I never. The only thing I ever supported about President Trump was his willingness to rescue children. The moment he stopped doing that, the moment I realized he was a part of the problem and he was a part of this child sex slave trade, I had to get away from him.
Well, Jacob, here's what I think people would be shocked about. You are saying this about a man who pardoned you.
Okay, so look at it like this, bro. It's all political theater, okay? Trump is doing what he's told, all right? It's all Masonic theater. And you can say, oh, he pardoned you. Dude, he pardoned, quote-unquote, everybody. But I want you to understand, it was all a part of a plan. It doesn't matter if it's Biden or Trump. Epstein is president. Think about it. Bill Clinton, on Epstein's client list, on Epstein Island. Okay, then you got George W. after Clinton, definitely in Epstein's pocket. Remember that the painting with George W. Bush, the Jenga towers and the paper airplanes? Okay, definitely in Epstein's pocket. Then you got Obama. He went to the island too. All right, he's in Epstein's pocket. Then you got Trump. He's Epstein's best friend. It says so in the Epstein files that Trump is his best friend. He's known Trump, you know, longer than anybody. Okay, and Biden, definitely in Epstein's pocket. We've seen the Hunter Biden laptop. So the last 30 years or more, since the end of the Cold War, Epstein has been president, dude. And that's something that the people on the right are going to have to come to terms with. Now, the reason why they don't want to come to terms with that is because they don't have another leader that can step up and take Trump's place, right? The media has propped him up as a hero and the only savior that the Republicans can have. But that's also why they marginalized me. I have a lawsuit filed against the government and the IMF and the World Bank and the Bank of International Settlements and the Fed, okay, plus the NSA, the CIA, and the FBI, and Donald Trump, because of all the stuff that they did to me after I refused to back down about Israel. And I have the proof that they targeted me, bro. I have the proof. It's in my lawsuit, okay? And the idea here is that my lawsuit is supposed to be like a legal bridge for the whole country, for the whole world, for that matter, because what I do is I take all of the evil medical experiments that have been being done on the public, like the Tuskegee experiments or things like the Native Americans sterilization campaign, or I take things like the radiation experiments or things like MKUltra, and I've strung it all together along with all the unconstitutional wars that these people have put us through, along with the counterfeit element to the Fed. I put all this stuff together in a legal framework so that we can use the tyrannical element to the Fed and to the government against it, so that we, the people, can basically perform a class action lawsuit to get rid of this corrupt, Fed-controlled, Rothschild-controlled government. It's a legal bridge, and I'm pretty much already am the president of the old republic, but a lot of people aren't ready for that one yet. They're still believing this political theater with Trump being the president of the United States Corporation.
Jacob, I think here's a question people might have, is you can refuse a pardon. The Supreme Court has said you can do that. If this was given to you by such an awful guy and you feel you did nothing wrong, why didn't you refuse the pardon?
Well, first of all, at the time that I got the pardon, I was still advising the president, and he had not broken all the promises that he had given the American public. I gave him a chance. I gave him 1,000 chances to do the right thing. And he continuously chooses to do the wrong thing over and over and over and over again. Okay? And it's because he's an evil, stupid man. Okay? That's the reason why. He's an evil, stupid man. All right? Now, that being said, why didn't I refuse the pardon? Well, because, number one, I was still advising the president. And number two, dude, you think I want a felony on my record over something that I didn't do based on some corrupt justice system in D.C.? Give me a break.
And I think a lot of people can understand that. Jacob, I want to talk about what's going on right now. The war in Iran. How do you see this shaking out, and what do you make of it?
The United States of America is in Iran right now because Trump is in the Epstein files. Okay, that's why we're in Iran. Did Congress declare war against Iran? No. Did Congress declare war against Venezuela? No. Did Donald Trump promise no new wars? Yes. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, what that means is that Epstein is president, bro. What that means is that, you know, it's more of the same. And that's why my lawsuit is so important, okay? Because it gives everybody an opportunity, a legal route, to use all of the unconstitutional wars, all of the illegal and inhuman medical experiments that the government has been performing on the American people, all of the economic crashes, engineered economic crashes, like the crash of 2008 in the housing market. We use all of that to seize the assets of the Rothschilds, to basically, in my lawsuit, the penalty for what it is that they've done, it's $40 trillion, bro. They're going to give us $40 trillion for things like COVID, for things like the wars that they got us into, for things like these medical experiments, the counterfeit nature to their currency, the treason of the people, these puppet politicians in power. All of it, dude. It's all a part of my lawsuit, and it gives the American people a way out of this mess.
Jacob, a few other things I want to touch on here this morning. President Trump got into some trouble this week by putting up a picture on social media of him as Jesus. Now, he said he thought he was a doctor, but this morning, apparently, there's a new AI picture that President Trump has put up. Now, this one shows an image of him being embraced by Jesus. A lot of people called this blasphemous. How do you feel about this?
Well, I'll put it this way. You know how Christ said, you know, one day you will say, you know, my name, and I will look at you and say, I never knew you. That's how it can be with Trump.
That's how you... Well, how did this make you feel?
Well, listen to me. Trump is about as egotistical and self-centered as a man can be. Okay, I detest that and have always detested that about him. I noticed that about him early on, but I was willing to look the other way because he was willing to rescue kids from child sex trafficking. Okay, the moment that stopped, all these other things that I couldn't stand about him just popped up. The guy is so full of himself, he's all me. Okay, Jesus is not going to embrace Donald Trump. The only person that wants to embrace Donald Trump is the other guy. All right?
Okay. Well, how do you feel about Vice President J.D. Vance?
He's in the same boat, bro. Did you know that J.D. Vance, and his buddy Peter the Ill, I call him Peter the Ill instead of Peter Thiel, Peter the Ill, you know, they're planning on selling humanity out, dude. I mean, make America biotech again. J.D. Vance is all a part of that. You know about that, right? Like, Peter and him are working together, and they've been working together on this transhumanist agenda for a while.
Well, Jacob, there are some political things I want to get into here. You have thrown around the idea, you're out in Arizona, about running for governor of Arizona. Do you plan to do that?
I think the political institutions are a farce and a joke. I think that if voting were to make a real difference, it would be illegal. Just like I think that if social media made a real difference, it would also be illegal.
So if not running for office, Jacob, how do you plan to change things?
I already told you, man, my lawsuit. But you guys just don't want to talk about it because you don't want to. It's because most people just don't understand it. You know, what you got to remember, bro, is that since 1913. All right, the Federal Reserve has one step after another either got us into an unprovoked, unconstitutional war based on a false flag attack, or they have orchestrated some sort of an economic crash, an engineered economic collapse like the crash of 29, or things like the 2008 crash or the dot-com bubble burst or whatever, okay? Or through things like medical experiments, MKUltra, the radiation experiments, Tuskegee experiments, etc. They've been doing this to us for a very long time. And this also includes things like stratospheric aerosol injections and stuff like that. All of it's in my lawsuit, okay? So how am I going to make a difference by being the real president, bro? That's how I am in my lawsuit. I make it very clear. I am the president of the Constitutional Republic of the United States of America. Okay, we're talking about the old republic, the one that was before the Civil War, the one that was before the Organic Act. Okay, the one that is based on constitutional law. All right. So I am the president of the old Constitutional Republic of the United States of America. And based on that legal standing, I have filed this lawsuit within the system, within the corrupt system, as a way of neutralizing it and arresting the bad code. So in that sense, I'm already acting as America's president. I'm just doing so in a way that's covert and most people just don't even know. But the government knows.
So what will you do as the president of the old constitutional republic?
Well, it's what I'm doing. That's the thing. What I'm currently doing is I'm holding it down, man. What I'm currently doing is I'm standing strong. What I'm currently doing is being that flag that's of stars and stripes that is still waving, right? I'm being the change that I want to see, i.e., standing up against the Rothschilds, standing up against Epstein, standing up against Donald Trump and these Masons and the puppet government. And the thing is, well, I've been doing it since the last time that we talked over a year ago. But most people don't know because they siloed my social media. They literally are like censoring me on Twitter in ways that most people can't imagine, dude. Like, nobody sees my stuff except for the government and the people that they want to see it.
So Jacob, how do you think this is all going to end with you? Do you think you'll win your lawsuit?
Well, it really doesn't matter. I already have one in the ether, in the minds of the government. They know that what it is that I'm saying is true and that it's 100% right. I got them by the balls. The question is where is it going to lead? How is it going to end? And the thing is, I've already seen the future. It ends with infinite free, clean, wireless electricity, zero-point energy. It ends with Tesla towers and wireless electricity. It ends with electrogravitics and TR-3Bs, gyroscopic vehicles, flying cars, basically. It ends with things like room temperature superconductors. It ends with things like the cures for cancer being released to the public. The question is how long is that process going to take? Because what we're dealing with here is a crisis of consciousness, bro. I could explain the problems to the people. I could explain what's going on in the world, but it would take time. That's what my Twitter was for, but I took it down because it's not effective anymore. It's not having the effect that I want it to. I was giving 5-hour lectures breaking down everything on what's wrong in the world, how it's going, you know, how it is that we got here. But once again, they siloed me. So as a leader, you have to be able to articulate the problem and the solution. That's what my lawsuit does. It articulates the problem and the solution. That's also what my new book does, by the way. I have a new book out called Shamanic Apocalypse. You can get it on BarnesandNoble.com, that is. Shamanic Apocalypse by Jacob Angeli. And, dude, that's the spiritual bridge to this new world of infinite free clean wireless electricity, of you know, cures for cancer, flying cars. Okay, and this is really quick, this final point for those of you that are like, oh, this guy's crazy. You remember when Donald Trump was talking about freedom cities in 2022? Do you remember that? He was talking about naming streets after the founding fathers and having flying cars. Do you remember that?
I remember some of that, yes.
Okay, that was my idea. You see, in 2020, I gave the president this lecture. I called it, you know, New Heaven on Earth, talking about having, you know, new cities based on the a grid system, and we can name the streets after the founding fathers. I also said that we would have this new city be based on Tesla tower technology and free infinite wireless electricity, and that we would have electrogravitics or gyroscopic vehicles and flying cars that would allow us to, you know, circumnavigate the air as opposed to the roads as a means of transportation. And then in 2022, and that was in 2020, by the way, I put that video out in 2020. And then in 2022, lo and behold, guess what? Donald Trump's out there talking about freedom cities and naming the streets after the founding fathers and having flying cars. You imagine my surprise when I'm sitting in prison and I hear him talking about freedom cities and my ideas. I'm like, oh, good. We're going to get flying cars. We're going to get infinite energy. You know, the Salvador Pius patents were released during Trump's first administration. And it wasn't because of Trump. Salvador Pius is a scientist. He came up, he was working with the Navy. You can look this up. He was working with the Navy in releasing these patents. One was a zero-point energy engine, infinite energy, basically. And another was a room temperature superconductor, basically allows the infinite energy engine to function without overheating. And the last patent was basically a gravitational wave generator, or like an anti-gravity field generator. It's basically like inertia propulsion, and that would allow you to travel in outer space, go into the ocean, you know, at the lowest depth. It basically creates an anti-gravity field around the craft. But those were released in 2020. So I'm thinking here, oh, he's talking about freedom cities in 2022. When he gets in office, we're going to really roll out with this, you know, new golden age. And then he gets in office, he doesn't arrest Bill Gates. He doesn't arrest Fauci. He doesn't arrest Epstein's clients. He actually is very lenient on Ghislaine Maxwell. He sends her to a camp. And now, you know, there's a video of her being in Canada with her brother. You know, you got Trump starting a new war with Iran. You got him invading Venezuela. None of this Freedom City stuff. No flying cars. No cures for cancer. No, they're talking about making America biotech again. They haven't told us anything about the vaccines or they haven't held Big Pharma accountable at all. So it's like, okay, well, then, yeah, now I'm definitely going to have to step up and, you know, do the right thing here. Hence my lawsuit and hence my book.
So when you say step up and do the right thing, you're talking about the book and the lawsuit.
Well, no, what I'm talking about is sacrificing everything for the American people. No, what I'm talking about is basically going all out and not giving up.
So what does that mean,
book,
Jacob?
The book and the lawsuit are a legal avenue. They are a spiritual avenue, or a legal bridge, a spiritual bridge for the people to take so that we can transform consciousness. Let me put it this way. If the people understood the truth about their power, if the people understood the truth about how evil people like Donald Trump are, or even, yeah, people like J.D. Vance are, then we would not be in this situation. We'd have a whole different government. We would have a whole different nation. All right. For example, if people knew the truth about who really capped Kennedy, we would not be in this situation, right? We wouldn't have been in this situation since the 60s if people really knew who capped Kennedy way back then. So once again, it's a crisis of consciousness. The lawsuit allows for people to understand what's going on in the country on a legal front, what's going on a legal front, on a political front, and on an economic front. And then the book is a way to help people understand what's going on a spiritual front, on a metaphysical front, and yes, in some ways also on a physical front, because assaulting our physical body and biochemistry is a part of this psychological and spiritual war.
Jacob, something I've got to ask you here, because we're in Ohio. Vivek Ramaswamy, a big supporter of Donald Trump, he's been endorsed by Donald Trump, is running for governor here in Ohio. What do you make of Vivek Ramaswamy?
I saw Vivek Swampy. I call him Ramaswampy for a reason. I saw Vivek Ramaswamy when he was here in Arizona for AmeriFest or America Fest, and dude's shaking like a leaf on a tree, bro. That guy's compromised. If you remember how he made his money through, you know, Big Pharma, basically, and defrauding people and defrauding the government and getting contracts for medications that they knew weren't, you know, good medications, you know, that they had the studies, but they did the studies again because they could get money, then you'll know that the guy's a snake oil salesman, all right? Ramaswamy is just that. He's swampy, bro. He's more of the same, right? Anybody that's coming forward that made their money that way, you know they're not your friend, all right? If somebody is really a threat to the system, then the system makes sure that they're broke. Do you understand? Then the system makes sure that they have no money, all right? That's what happens to people that are a threat to the system, all right? If you got no money, no place to live, or they got no breath in their lungs, all right?
So Jacob, people who might be listening to this here in Ohio live right now, what would you say? I mean, they have a choice between a Republican and a Democrat. They've got Vivek Ramaswamy. Amy Acton is the Democratic nominee for governor. Who would you tell people to vote for? Obviously, I'm not a fan of Ramaswamy.
I would tell people that if they think that they're going to vote their way out of this mess, then they're not paying attention.
Okay.
But if they really believe after everything that they've seen, whether it be, you know, with Trump and Biden in 2020, or, you know, the craziness that happened with Trump with Biden and Harris in 2024, and how, oh, Biden was a candidate and then they moved it over to Harris. If you think for one second that system is somehow trustworthy, then you're not paying attention. Okay, the system isn't broken. It was built this way. It was designed to subvert the will of the American people in favor of this satanic Masonic machine. Remember the Fed. Remember, Epstein represents the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds own the Fed. And if you have ever heard of the Protocols of Zion, if you haven't, you should, we're basically living out the Protocols of Zion right now. The Masonic theater is in full swing, dude. It doesn't matter Republican and Democrat at this point.
Okay, well, Jacob, if you could talk to the president right now, what would you say to him?
Well, first of all, I know dude's listening. He will eventually, because my words tend to rattle his cage. I would tell him to surrender. I would tell him to surrender to me personally, and then we can talk about, you know, how things go after that.
So you would want him to surrender?
Damn straight.
No,
him and his whole cabinet, they will all serve time either for treason or something else.
So do you believe your telephone is bugged, Jacob?
Bro, all of our telephones are bugged. That's what cell phones are for.
Are you there, Jacob?
Most people don't know the world that they live in, bro. Palantir bugs everybody's phones. You understand? The J.D. Vance's butt buddy, Peter the Ill, he's the one tapping your phone, my phone, and every phone in this country. You guys know that I call him Pedo Pete over there at the Pentagon. You guys know Pedo Pete over there is trying to incorporate AI into the Pentagon, basically turning the Pentagon into Skynet. You guys understand that is going on, right? That he's given Palantir full access to the weapon systems of the Pentagon. Do you know that?
No, I'm not aware of that. But Jacob, I here's what I think. We've got about 6 minutes left, and I think people have listened to you, and I think people honestly do agree with you on a lot of things. People want to see the Epstein files. People want to know what's going on there. I think a lot of people are not in favor of the Iran war. A lot of people not in favor of these AI-generated photos of President Trump as Jesus this week. So I think a lot of what you say people do believe in, but after listening to you, I think people are saying, now when you talk about, you've talked about your lawsuit, you've talked about your book, but are you talking about anything physical or confrontational in taking over or changing the government from what it is right now?
Okay, look at it like this. The government has already been taken over by a hostile force that's willing to use violence as their means of getting things done, all right? I have no interest in using violence to get things done. Quite the opposite, actually. What you have to understand is that what we're dealing with here is something called full-spectrum dominance. That's a military term. And it means that, number one, the military and the government has control over the minds of the population, okay, through psychological warfare campaigns and propaganda. And the moment that the government has control over the minds of the population, it can then begin taking control over the land, the seas, and the air and the airspace, but also subterranean, deep underground military bases, extraterrestrial, that's space and satellites, also technology, cell phone towers, computers, televisions, radio, etc. Then you've also got things like the currency. You've also got things like the food and water supply, but you've also got things like chemical and biological agents. You've also got a number of elements to full-spectrum dominance. Ultimately, the idea here is that the military-industrial complex, what Eisenhower warned us about, or what JFK called the tightly-knit, highly-efficient machine, has basically created a system of full-spectrum dominance where all of our lives are in their hands, okay? Now, that means that the way that we get out of that system is not by fighting on all of these other fronts where they have gained full-spectrum dominance. That means that the place we have to fight is the mind, right? The mind is the first thing that is enslaved. The moment that we free people's minds, or the moment that the crisis of consciousness is changed, is averted, then we can really start making some headway. That's what the lawsuit is for. That's what the book is for, is it gives people a new mental framework. It gives them a new mental model that they can use to transform their mind and reclaim their mind. The only way we're going to win this war is one mind at a time. That's why I wrote my book, One Mind at a Time, A Deep State of Illusion, way back in 2017. Didn't publish it until 2020, but still, one mind at a time. So it's a mind war. And it's a full-spectrum dominance mind war. The moment that we win the minds of the public, everything changes. So, for example, if people knew who Donald Trump was and what he did in the Epstein files, they would not be okay with him being president. If people knew who J.D. Vance was and what it is that he did with Peter the Ill to get to where he's at now, they would not want him to be president. If people saw what RFK Jr. did to get where he is now and selling the people out, they would not want him as the head of the NIH. Okay? And I understand these are all people that the Republicans have been trained to embrace by the propaganda machine. But what you got to understand is that as somebody that was on the inside, as somebody that was advising the president and got to see all this from the inside, I'm telling you, it is nothing like what they are telling you on television. It's all a lie. Okay? And I'm trying to save humanity. I'm trying to save the country. And I'm trying to save the planet here. There's a lot of things that most people just don't have any idea about that I've done the research on and that I've also experienced firsthand. So that I'm coming to the public now in the way that a real leader would. I'm taking the slings and the arrows. I know what it is that I'm saying might sound crazy, but I promise you, it's not. It's the truth. And what's really crazy is trusting somebody who said they weren't going to get us in any new wars. What's really crazy is trusting somebody that said they're going to arrest Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci. And then, lo and behold, they start the wars. They have Bill Gates over to the White House. They don't arrest Anthony Fauci. And they're out there pretending like they're Jesus.
So, Jacob, a lot of people listening to this, again, might feel you've made a lot of good points. But as you say, a lot of people might think you're crazy. What do you say to those people who might think you're crazy?
Well, I would say, are you still eating genetically modified organisms? Are you still, eating pesticides? Are you still drinking fluoride? Do you still believe what you see on your television? Do you still trust the media? Do you still think that, social media is there for your benefit and there so that we can rally together and, save this country? If you're one of those people, then it would make sense why you think I'm crazy, because you still trust what you see on TV. You still think social media is there to help. You still, are eating genetically modified organisms and consuming poisonous pesticides that alter your brain chemistry and affect your endocrineal system. So, yeah, no wonder you think I'm crazy, because actually the world is what's crazy, right? I'm not crazy. I'm telling the truth in a world that is filled with lies, bro. That's all that it is I'm speaking the truth in a world that has been conditioned to believe a lie. And the greatest example of that is this. Did you know that Hitler did not die in a bunker in 1945 in Germany, but actually died in Argentina in like the 50s or the 60s? Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, it's a part of like declassified Argentinian and Soviet Union files. So, yeah, Hitler didn't die in a bunker in 1945. Like, Hitler died in Argentina. That's why you got Milei over there handing all of this land of Argentina over to Israel and the Jews, because they set that up. The Nazis went to Argentina in, like, 1938 in Antarctica. Okay? I know this may sound crazy, bro. Have you heard about the Foo Fighters?
No, what was that?
Have you ever heard about the Foo Fighters in World War II?
No, I have not.
The Foo Fighters are these little balls of light that were going above the ally aircraft engines and shutting them down, and then the aircraft would go down and these little balls of light would zip away, and they were run by the Germans or used by the Germans. It was one of the things that the American military apparatus and the American intelligence agencies wanted to bring the Germans over for, was because they had access to this technology like the Foo Fighters and stuff that could disable our craft and then defy the laws of gravity while they did it. So the reason why we brought the Operation Paperclip Nazis over here was because they had certain technologies like the Foo Fighters and what they call the Nazi or flying saucers, gyroscopic vehicles that can manipulate space and time, basically. Okay, travel multiples of speed of light. And so we brought them over for that reason. We also brought them over for the medical experiments and stuff and all that information that they were, acquiring in the concentration camps. And then we wiped their war records clean. We placed them at some of the highest levels of government-appointed power in the country, okay? And then let them go to work. Wernher von Braun's a good example, okay? So the American military, the American government was infiltrated by Nazis after World War II. The Nazis won the war, bro. Fleur and his ilk went down to Argentina and Antarctica, and they basically been running the global Third Reich from down there at the Rothschilds' behest. Okay, and this is something that we're not allowed to believe or not allowed to learn because the Maxwells wrote our textbooks. You know that, right? That the Maxwell family was the ones that wrote our textbooks growing up, and they're also the ones that were responsible for our computer software called Promise Software. Are you familiar with all that?
You know, I'm not, and Jacob, we're running to the end of our time here. We'll have to have you back at some point, and I appreciate you coming on this morning. But one thing I do want to ask you, because a lot of people have listened now for 45 minutes, and I appreciate you for coming on the show, but a lot of people probably feel you're very smart. You obviously do a lot of research. You have a lot of opinions. You have a lot of theories going on here. But a lot of people might feel that there is something psychologically wrong with you. You know, and forgive me for saying that. But people might have that opinion after listening to this. Have you ever went in for any kind of psychological testing or what would you say to that?
Bruh. Let me ask you something. Which sounds crazier to you? Somebody that eats pesticides, somebody that trusts the television, and somebody that believes politicians, or somebody that doesn't consume pesticides, somebody that doesn't believe what they see on television, somebody that doesn't trust politicians? Who's crazier? Because the thing is, bro, most of the people in this world, or most of the people that think I'm crazy, they fit into that first category. And in all honesty, bro, when I want the opinion of fools, I'll go and ask for it. I'll go look on the internet, all right? Just because the world believes a lie doesn't make those that speak the truth crazy.
Well, Jacob, you know, this is America, and you're entitled to your opinion, and I think that's what we did this morning, and I hope you felt you got a fair shake here this morning, and I hope you do come back with us, because I certainly think there's more to talk about.
I would love that. And yeah, your audience needs to read the Epstein files. Just to let you know, Trump and Pam Bondi took down a lot of the Epstein files that had Trump in them. But if you just do a quick internet search on some of the things that I've said, there's all sorts of people out there that archive the stuff about Trump, and it's all over the internet, but Trump has and his ilk have, you know, pushed it down, you know, in away. But you can look it up. Everybody needs to know what's in that file, bro, or in those files. And the moment everybody's ready for a real president, I'm waiting.
There you go. So you'll run for president?
No, dude, I already am the president. The question is when are people going to wake up to that fact and embrace my lawsuit? That's really what it comes down to. When are people going to, you know, ditch this corrupt leadership in this puppet government and go with a real leader in a real government?
All right. Thank you for your time, Jacob. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Adios.
Bye-bye. All right, Jacob Chansley, you probably remember him from January 6, 2021, apparently known at that time as the QAnon Shaman, but no longer, does not like that title, and certainly we let anybody speak who wants to speak and take from it what you will. We'll be back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
0956.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got...